Lecture 18. Gateway. The midday sun was glorious. The high school grounds were filled with well-dressed people, posing in fancy dresses and suits for cheerful photographers. Congratulations, hugs, and laughter were contagious. Hannah looked at all the familiar faces that had been part of her life for the last few years. Soon, her mother would be joining them. She recalled the first day of school when she had stood in that same place, in the middle of many anxious freshmen, some of whom had become her closest friends. That day was unusually foggy, as if something mysterious were ahead. Hannah was nervous and trembling. The principal was energetically addressing them, talking of the challenges and thrills of high school life, but she could not concentrate. Later, a tall, strict-looking man introduced himself as her homeroom teacher. The classroom was old, but neat and inviting. Hannah was seated in the fifth row, hallway side, even though she had wanted a window seat. High school life soon proved as challenging as the principal had predicted. Hannah struggled with the many class hours, the endless assignments, and the exams. However, there were exciting events like sports day and school festivals. How could she ever forget her second year? She had sung and danced with her friends in the festival, part of a sensational performance. After that, she had become more confident and active. Her thoughts wandering, Hannah vaguely heard her mother's voice. "Here you are." Her mother hurried over and gave her a bundle of lilies and roses and a big hug. "Hannah, you look so serious. What are you thinking about?" "Oh, Mom, just, you know." Her mother smiled. "You'll miss this place, won't you?" Hannah nodded. "Quick," her mother said. "Stand over there and smile, Hannah. You have such a pretty smile." She hurried out her cell phone, zoomed in on her daughter, and realized suddenly that she was looking at a young lady. "You're all grown up," she whispered. Hannah took more photos with her teachers in the school garden. She wished all the memories would remain in her mind forever.